All right. Well, Kevin has some news for us here at Escanaba, but first let's talk about who you are and who you represent. So good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, and, you know, the weather's starting to break a little bit, so that's, you know, when you in Escanaba here, when you see the sunshine out there and there's no blizzard, you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm a musician. I'm not used to getting up this early.
Well, you, though, have some good news for our community, so let's kind of start at the beginning and talk about some of the things that will be happening, and you know, things that we're not really used to here in Escanaba as far as visitors, and let's talk about that.
Well, when I came back to Escanaba at the start of the pandemic, I've been kind of living here part-time, for probably about 10 years now. I always had a dream of having a rock and roll concert in my hometown where I could bring some of my friends that I have toured to a lot of places with just to see where I'm from. Because they're always talking about Escanaba, and so during the pandemic, I started doing some work here just because all of a sudden I had all this time on my hands working with some local people at Visit Escanaba, promoting this area, something that I've always been proud to do. And with a little bit of legwork and a few of my friends, we have managed to put together the first annual music festival in Escanaba. It's called the Northern Lights Music Festival, and it's going to be held on July 21st and 22nd at the UP State Fairgrounds. And we are expecting a lot of people. You want me to tell you who's playing?
Yeah, I was just going to say, let's talk about some of the people who'll be here, because I think that will be an exciting announcement for many people here.
There's a big band playing the rock and roll night, which is the first night on July 22nd, called Pop Evil, one of my favorite bands. It's been around for a while. I know they're very popular in this area, too. I think they played the fair a few years back and knocked it out of the park. But more importantly for me personally, I'm able to bring in two of the artists that I play with. Mr. Sebastian Bach himself, a good friend of mine, is going to be coming into Escanaba, play a concert, and also the other band that I play with, Steelheart, is coming into Escanaba. So there's three bands on the rock and roll night, and I'm playing with two of them.
In my hometown, no less. Well, maybe I should back up and have you describe your type of music and what you like to do personally, other than, you know, being sort of a promoter. You like to actually to do the playing yourself.
I do. I'm a musician. I've been on the road for 25, 30 years. And I just moved back to Escanaba recently. Like I said, I've been living in Los Angeles for a long time, and I've had the pleasure and the true gift of being able to see the world and play music doing it. And, you know, I started out playing music here in Escanaba, and it's one of those for me personally, you know, if you would have told me in 1988 when I left Escanaba, if I would have been able to bring, you know, a show like this back to town with a few friends, I would have told you you're crazy. So for me, it's a bit of a dream come true, just because for the last 25 years, I've been playing a lot of big shows and a lot of big festivals all over the world. And I started playing with Sebastian Bach, I think, in 2015. And the crazy thing is, I met him in Escanaba. He was playing at the UP State Fair, and I was in town rehearsing for another tour with a Finnish artist I was playing with at the time. And since I know a lot of the guys in the band, I sent him a text and asked him if they were in Escanaba, and they were. So I went up and saw the show and got to know everybody, and I was playing in his band about a month later. It's the way the music business works. And I did quite a few tours with him when I wasn't out on the road doing other things in Europe and some different places. So he became a good friend of mine. He's almost a neighbor of mine in L.A., and it's nice just to get to know people personally and be able to say they're friends, because then you can ask them to come to your hometown and do a rock and roll show. And I started playing with Steelheart, I think of the Monsters of Rock cruise, just before the pandemic. And for those that aren't familiar with either Sebastian or Steelheart, Sebastian's the original singer from a band called Skid Row, familiar with 18 in Life and Youth Gone Wild and I'll Remember You. And just a lot of the hits of that era. You know, you hear him on the radio still to this day, just constantly. And Sebastian's also kind of a celebrity. You know, he was on the Gilmore Girls. He's also in Trailer Park Boys. Those are very, very successful shows. And I think he actually played Jesus on Broadway in Jesus Christ Superstar at one point. And anybody that knows Sebastian knows he's larger than life. And he brings quite an energy to the world around him. And I'm looking forward to having some fun with him around town. Maybe I'll take him out to a fish fry at the House of Ludington.
There you go. So tell us how this is all going to work then. We'll have some, I imagine, some opening acts and what. So who else is going to be here?
Well, the first night's a rock and roll night, like I said. Three bands, Pop Evil, Sebastian Bach, and Steelheart. And that's going to be a great show. But the night after that is, that's the big night. And this is probably the biggest artist to ever come and do a show in the Upper Peninsula. And that gentleman is the one and only Keith Urban. And he's a country music legend. There's a lot of crossover appeal. Everybody's familiar with him from being on TV for the different shows that he's been a judge on. And it's an amazing thing for this town to be able to welcome an artist of that level to do a concert here. And for me personally, getting involved in this is not just about doing this one time, but it's about building a festival that runs every single year. And I want to make Escanaba a permanent home to large concerts all summer long. And you've got a perfect facility here with the fairgrounds. And it's right in the middle of the UP. And there's no competition. So it's a great thing for Escanaba to be able to pull in a lot of people to spend a lot of money to have a good time. And I would imagine they're expecting, we'll put it this way, the population of Escanaba is probably going to double for 3 to 4 days, just for some perspective. There's going to be a lot of people in town having a lot of fun, and it's just nice to see Escanaba kind of branch off and do some new things and kind of evolve into the next era with all the different construction going on around town. So I'm really enjoying living back here, but it's a thrill for me to be able to bring my friends in from Los Angeles to be able to do some concerts and for me to be able to show my friends what I've been doing, you know, pretty much my whole life on big stages and a lot of different places. So it's really kind of, you know, a big deal for me personally, and I'm looking forward, you know, let my dad see one of my concerts. And you know, Sebastian's always introduced me as, you know, Kevin Shown from the capital of rock and roll, Escanaba, Michigan. You know, it's kind of been the running theme of doing shows with him for many, many years. So I look forward to him making that introduction when I'm actually in Escanaba, Michigan. And I hope it makes people really happy. And I know that we're going to have a good time. So tickets go on sale, I think, March 30th. But I think everybody's going to really have their mind blown seeing artists like Keith Urban. You know, he's got so many songs, so many hits. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. And I really look forward to it.
So people are going to wonder here, why would Keith Urban come to Escanaba, Michigan? You know, how did that all happen?
Keith Urban wants to come to Escanaba, Michigan because there's a lot of fans here that want to buy tickets to see one of his concerts. That's why. And, you know, this is a part of the country that hasn't really had a major rock and roll venue for the bigger concerts, to my knowledge, really, really ever. And, you know, when you're an artist on the road, it could be Keith Urban, it could be anybody. It's a thrill to be able to go to places that you've never been. And so for someone like Keith, you know, he's pretty much been everywhere. But he's never been to Escanaba. And so for him, this will be something new. And he's a nice guy. Met him once. And he's kind of the salt of the earth kind of people. It really fits in around here. So that's why Keith Urban wants to come to Escanaba, because of the people. And they're his fans, and he's loyal to his fans. He's loyal to the radio stations that have helped him, and that would be you guys. And I would say the same thing about Sebastian or the anchor from Steelheart. This is all kind of, it's a celebration of the smaller places in this country too, you know. A lot of big cities have a lot of big concerts. And it makes a big difference in small towns like this to have the opportunity for everybody who lives here just to be able to not leave Escanaba and to see world-class entertainment. So since I'm so familiar with the music business, for my years doing it, it's kind of a natural fit for me to get involved in concert promotion, even though it's definitely, you know, business-wise, it's definitely over my head. I'm a bass player. But nonetheless, you know, ideas drive the whole thing. And it was, you know, my pleasure to have the seed that I planted for this and to introduce people on the ground here to some of my friends that can make it happen. Because at the end of the day, social connections and personal relationships are the true wealth of the world. And I'm happy to share mine with, you know, some of the people here that are willing to take a chance on a very big event and bring it to life. So, it's going to really be something that people have never seen before in this town. And I hope that it becomes something that they see constantly and it becomes a normal part of life. Talking about taking cruise ships in here this year, I know I was reading about that the other day. You know, there's a lot of good things that are happening here, and they're all just becoming normal parts of life. And there are a lot of things that people here have talked about for many, many years about this town evolving and about this town kind of growing and entering a new era. But it's nice to finally see it happening on the ground itself. And I think, you know, when you have concerts like this, it's kind of a celebration of the moment about what a great place this is. And we're going to be hosting a lot of people from all over the country, all over the world, here in this little town. And I'm sure everybody will be thrilled to see some of these people in town. And I hope everybody has a chance to come to the show as well.
So explain, people are going to be wondering, okay, how do I get tickets? What day are we doing this? Because there are multiple concerts. So is there a website that people can go to at this point? Or how do people get themselves ready to go for this in July?
This website, the Northern Lights Music Festival, tickets go on sale on March 30th, I believe that it is. But it's there's going to be a lot of demand for tickets, so I encourage people that are interested in going, definitely start making your plans. If you're listening from out of town, I would definitely try to find a hotel room as soon as you can. You know, find a place for your camper if you're coming in from out of town. Buy some tickets and come here with as many people as you can and have a good time. But NorthernLightsMusicFestival.com is a place you should go. Maybe keep up with more information on what's going on. And I'm sure there'll be many more new stories in regards to this that people will be reading. Because this really is a big deal. And I think it's something that we should all celebrate. Bringing a lot of money into this town. And I think this that's a perfect place to take up this kind of a challenge.
And a moment of pride for you, isn't it?
Sure is. You know, I've been doing work for my hometown for a long time since I started. You know, I remember I was on a Swedish TV show quite a few years ago now, and part of the deal was that I needed to kind of have an identity and a brand. And I was living in L.A. at the time, but, you know, everybody's from Los Angeles. And I've always said that, you know, you got to remember where you're from, and I was born in Escanaba, Michigan. I'll always be from here. So it became kind of part of my identity at that time. And I remember I was doing a show in Switzerland once, and someone flew in from Sweden to see the show with this artist named Tadija Turunen, and I was playing with. And she came up to me and she said that Escanaba was on her bucket list of vacations to take because she wanted to see my dad play a concert with the Escanaba Sitting Band in Ludington Park. I swear to God. And in that moment, I kind of realized, you know, just doing what I do and telling people about my hometown kind of exposed it to the whole world, and I've kind of continued that through the pandemic. A lot of different places on the radio and, you know, social media, things like that. So I've been proud to be a champion of this place and just remind people that they got one heck of a town they're living in here. And they're being handed just unlimited opportunities to the future if everybody just believes in them. So a lot of my work's just been spreading the word about what a great place this is because it's my hometown. And recently I took a position here just on the side when I'm not on the road as the curator of the restoration and the rebuilding of the House of Ludington, which, you know, I do have a wheelhouse in property development from my years in Los Angeles in addition to music. But, you know, saying yes to a project like this, I think, is, you know, just it's kind of an example of the ways that I want to make a difference in Escanaba, which is just really believing in something that's maybe been out of reach for a lot of different people to get involved in bringing back to life. To me, the House of Ludington is it's a symbolic place. It's the oldest building in town. And it just has a magnificent vibe. And you know, everybody's had experiences at the House of Ludington. And it's kind of a cool thing for me to, you know, have this music festival happening because I'd love to, you know, bring my friends to see, you know, the work that I've been doing here because they've been getting pictures from me personally and they're all excited for me to have this unique project. And, you know, they admire, I guess, kind of the devotion that I have to this town, but I find it greatly enjoyable.
You can take it down into the tunnels.
Yeah, you know, there's
tunnels, right?
Well, that's, you know, this place has always been full of nefarious characters like Al Capone, and I guess Sebastian Bach is going to enter that list in a few months. It's got a history of that. So, you know, that's, I've been a lot of places in the world that have places like the House of Ludington. And it's one of those things that this town has as a gem. And along with things like big music festivals, it's going to give this town an identity, again, to be proud of and to really realize that there's more here than you realize if you really open your eyes and see the world around you. And I'm proud to be from this place, and I always will be.
And you're bringing a few of your friends, and this is going to be real big for our community. So, again, the website is?
NorthernLightsMusicFestival.com. Pay attention to it on social media. Go to Visit Escanaba as well. I think they're going to be doing a lot of things on the Visit Escanaba site. Check out all those different artists. Keith Urban, of course, Sebastian Bach, Steelheart, Pop Evil. Everybody's going to, you know, have something in this festival. Steelheart's more of an 80s band. Steelheart's different things.
And I'm sure we'll have you along, too, and have you back on the radio when we get closer. And mm-hmm. It's not one, though, that people are going to want to wait on their tickets. You want to act pretty quick after they go on sale next week, right?
Absolutely. Get your tickets soon, and they're going to go quick. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's a really great gig for me because I get paid twice. I'm doing two shows right after one right after the other. I say that jokingly, but you know, I've never dreamed that I'd be able to do, you know, literally two concerts back to back like that with two completely different artists in my hometown, no less. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's another thing on my list of you can't make this stuff up. I definitely live an interesting life, and I'm happy to continue to be a bit of an adventure seeker, even if that means bringing the adventure right to my hometown.
Well, a lot of people are going to be excited to hear this, and frankly, people are excited about the House of Ludington, you know, getting a new lease on life as well.
You better believe it. So they're both, you know, they're both my passions. They're not my jobs. I don't believe in looking at life from the lens of just, you know, how you make your money. I look at life in terms of how you're spending your time. And I always try to spend my times that I do have, because none of us have forever. We got a short amount of time to get some work done. And so I'm happy and proud to do it, no matter what that project might be. House of Ludington, Sebastian Bach, Steelheart, Visit Escanaba, Northern Lights Music Festival. To me, it's all the same. It's about passion. It's about taking some chances, and it's about having a good time.
And that, I think, is where we'll leave the interview, having a good time.